Hi, and welcome to A Good Word Podcast. I'm Brad Bonholm, and I'm so glad that you've joined me today for this short teaching from the Word of God. We release 3 episodes every week on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. If you don't want to miss a single one, hit the subscribe button right now. Stay tuned for today's episode. Good morning, and welcome to our series on Psalm 23. As we do in each of our podcasts over this series in Psalm 23, I just want to make a series of statements before we continue in our journey. There is probably no passage of Scripture with which people are more familiar with than the 23rd Psalm. Every statement in the Psalm is loaded with meaning, significance, relevance, and importance. Psalm 23 is a psalm of confidence in the Lord's care. Psalm 23 expresses a deep trust in the goodness of God in this life and in the life to come. Every single need that you have is covered in Psalm 23. That is, your physical, spiritual, emotional, directional, relational, and eternal need. During my study of Psalm 23, one commentator said, "I believe that the 23rd Psalm ought to be one of the 7 wonders of the world." At first, I thought it was a very bold statement to make. However, over years of meditation, prayer, study, contemplation, and reflection, I too can resolutely say, I believe that the 23rd Psalm ought to be one of the 7 wonders of the world. Let's read Psalm 23 together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Over the course of this week, we've been looking at Psalm 23, verse 4. If I can read the verse to you again, it says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Now, in yesterday's podcast, we looked at and explored the age of David, his possible age. We saw that the psalm was written by someone who has had a full, deep and long life. One Bible commentator referred to him as the wise old king writing this psalm. We learnt and discovered yesterday that valleys are impartial. That is, they are unpredictable. We will all walk through valleys. We said that the psalm does not say, "If I walk through the valley." It says, "Though I walk through the valley." In other words, dark valleys are unavoidable. Now, I want to make a couple of statements before we continue to unpack Psalm 23, verse 4. That is, your dark season is not your destination. Let me say that again. Your dark season is not your destination. Now, this is what we're going to focus on in our study today. The scripture says, "Though I walk through." This is not your destination. This is something you are walking through. You are journeying through. Now, as a wisdom tip, I also want you to notice that David uses the word walk, though I walk through, and not the word sprint. Sometimes when we go through dark valleys, we want to sprint through them. I know exactly what that's like. However, we need to, in sync with our good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, walk this out step by step. That is, it is a step-by-step process. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith." It doesn't say we sprint by faith. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Now let's explore this thought just for a moment. Though I walk through, again, our emphasis is on the word through, the valley of the shadow of death. Now I want you to notice, and pick up this revelation, it's important that you write this down, that in verse 4, the language changes. Now if you're going through a dark season, a dark valley, it's important that you pick up this Spirit-inspired revelation. The language changes in verse 4. What do I mean by that? Well, from verses 1 through to verse 3, up to this point, all the pronouns are in the third person. Now, you'll see this in verse 2 as an example. He makes me lie down. Verse 2, he leads me beside the still waters. Verse 3, he restores my soul. The language changes in verse 4 from the third person to second person pronouns. Again, the verse, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So we can see that the level, watch this, of intimacy has changed. And what we are seeing is the shepherd's relational presence. I want you to write that down. The shepherd's relational presence. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, I want you to notice the emphasis on his relational presence. Psalm 23, verse 4, again, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, watch this. When do we see the emphasis on his relational presence? Here we go. When David needed him, that is the Lord, the most. He is a God who loves you, who's with you. He's by your side. Psalm 34, verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." Psalm 147, verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. "I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Now, let's ask a question. Why could David say, "I will fear no evil"? Well, the answer is very simple, but yet powerful. Write this down. Look at it again, the verse. "I will fear no evil." Why? "For you are with me." Let me say that again. "For you are with me." Those powerful words, five powerful words. "For you are with me." So David is saying, even though I'm going through a valley, I will not fear any evil. Why? "For you are with me." It gave the flock peace, knowing that the shepherd was there and was equipped for any emergency. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Jesus is not a hireling who runs away at the sight of danger. He is a true shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Now, I want you to notice something very powerful in the psalm, and I need you to write this down as we unpack the thought we are journeying through. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Psalm 23 is made up of 72 Hebrew words. Now, if you look at the very middle of the psalm, there are four Hebrew words. Do you know what they are? For you are with me. Right in the middle of the psalm is the statement of the Lord's abiding presence with us. Now watch this. The very beginning of Psalm 23 starts off by saying, the Lord is. The end of Psalm 23 says, the Lord forever. Again, capture this. The beginning, the Lord is. The end, the Lord forever. What's in the middle of the psalm? You are with me. So we can say, the Lord is, the Lord forever, for you are with me. How beautiful is that? We are indebted to David for the suggestion of the greatest, the only real preservative from fear is the realization of his presence. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You, in this season, do not need to fear evil. You do not need to fear the dark valley that you are going through. Why? Because the promise of the Word of God is, for you are with me, Emmanuel, God with us. Now watch this. Write this down. It's very important that you capture this. We're talking about the Lord's abiding presence. Presence in the Old Testament was God for us. In the Gospels, it is God with us. In the Acts of the Apostles and in the Epistles, it is God in us. Let me say that again. Presence in the Old Testament was God for us. In the Gospels, it is God with us. In the Acts of the Apostles and in the Epistles, it is God in us. God for us, God with us, God in us. Colossians chapter 1 verse 27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is with you right now. I can boldly say, I am under the expert management and compassionate, tender care of the Good Shepherd. God bless. Thank you so much for listening. If this teaching has helped you, please share it with someone who may need it today. If you have a minute, I would really appreciate if you could leave your personal review on this podcast on iTunes. Your review will help more people find the podcast and it will encourage me so much too. If you have any other thoughts or you'd like to find out more about other resources, you can email us at info@hz.church.